like any person in the NFL you've ever met?
Gus, yeah, no doubt. I mean, anybody you ask, he's, you know, I think everybody around here that, you know, had the chance to be around him was, you know, I think a lot of people say the same thing and speak to, you know, the high level of character that he has, the type of, the dude that he was. And, you know, I'm very grateful to Gus because he was, you know, the guy that was here when, you know, I was drafted to come here. So he was a guy that believed in me from the early beginning. So I'm very grateful to him for that.
Sorry, how much credit does he deserve for the foundation of what you guys have going?
I think a lot. You know, he was a part of a lot of this. You know, don't get me wrong. I think Doug and Coach Coughlin have come in and changed a lot of things. I think a lot of that has changed, and obviously for the better. But, you know, I think Gus was a part of the creation of the foundation here. A lot of the draft classes that came in that are now a big part of our team were, you know, were taken under him. So he's definitely, you know, a big part of that for sure.
Last year you were very adamant that you had never, even when things were going sideways with you, that you had never lost confidence. Now flip that around. How much do you feel, how much confidence do you feel you gained here over the last month as things have seemed to settle into a better
Right. You know, it's kind of fun. It's a bit of the same, right? Because, you know, you never want to get too high. You never want to get too low. That kind of old adage. But you talk about, you know, somehow trying to trick yourself into being confident when things aren't going well. It's kind of the thing you have to do there. And then when things are going well, you got to kind of keep yourself humbled and stay kind of in that same level-headed area. But it does, you know, it makes it easier because it's like, look, this is what we're doing. This is how we're preparing. And then we're going out on Sundays and it's working. So it definitely, I think it boosts your confidence a little bit. But as far as a mental standpoint, I think you got to try and stay as level-headed as possible to keep everything, you know, calm, cool, and collected. Because we talk about it all the time. I mean, this season, each individual game, it's all going to be a roller coaster. There's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, there's going to be good stuff that happens and bad stuff that happens. But as long as you keep your head and you don't get too high or too low, you can overcome any of it.
As a follow-up to that, from training camp to now, do you feel like you've improved as a quarterback more so than in any other previous stages?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think obviously result-wise, you know, I think you would say yes. I think, you know, us winning is the number one stat, and I think that's obviously improved, you know, so I think that goes to show that not only me at quarterback, but I think every position, you know, is playing at a high level. You know, so I think for sure that's it's definitely progressing in the right direction.
One more on Gus. You guys had, like, weekly meetings during these seasons. How much did you need a coach like that at a stage of your career like that?
Yeah, you know, it was important to have a guy like that to come into the NFL and be able to sit down and talk with him about, you know, football, about different things, about life, you know, about kind of everything. You know, that was important. That was, you know, stuff I cherished and super appreciative of. And obviously, you know, he's moved on and gone to the Chargers. And, you know, I'm sure is bringing all that there. But, you know, he's somebody that I'll maintain a relationship with probably for the rest of my life.
Do you think you have an advantage or maybe their defense has an advantage because you obviously play against that scheme
right
all the time? You know that scheme for the last, your whole career in practice. But also Gus probably knows as much about you as any coach.
Right. You know, it's a little bit of both. You know, I think obviously, you know, they know their scheme and we know a lot about their scheme. And, you know, we have ideas of how we want to attack it and they know where their weaknesses are and where to defend and do different stuff. So it's kind of a chess game in that sort. But, you know, we do feel comfortable with it because it's a lot of similar stuff we get to see going against Wash all camp and doing some of that. It's, you know, they kind of come from the same tree and a lot of similar things. So we've had a lot of practice at a lot of the, you know, different concepts and things like that against them.
Also, Ingram. Two of the best tandem you'll face?
Yeah, I think no doubt. 8.5, I think, or whatever, both of them have. And they're both extremely impressive and you know, kind of different fashion. I think Ingram's extremely quick around the edge, and, you know, Bosa's got some quicks too, but I think he's a bit of a powerful guy. So those two guys that we'll have to, you know, account for and help out with, you know, doing different stuff to try and slow them down.
In their last game, they lined them up together on third down. Have they done that the last couple of games?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a mix-up for them to put them on the same side. You know, you put two guys like that on the same side, you know, there's got to be all kinds of attention paid over there, you know, because they can do all kinds of, I mean, they can just rush. They can play different games with each other. And do different things. So it's definitely something we got to keep an eye on and make sure, you know, we're accounting for those two guys wherever they're at.
Is there such a thing as a line in trash talking?
I don't know. You got any examples?
You can talk about a guy's wife or his mother or his sister.
Yeah, I think while you're playing the game, I think it's definitely a reflection of the type of person you are based on how far you take it. You know, but I know I can't speak for anybody else. I know for me personally, anything that came with trash talking, whatever you said about me, I would chalk up to trash talking and take it no further than that. But I'm sure other guys take it a little more personal.
Is there anything you hear that you laugh at?
All the time. Oh, really? Yep, all the time.
Any examples?
I don't think any that can be shared. No, but there's some good stuff.
Phillip Rivers is known as a big time trash talker. Kind of respect that from
the
team.
Oh yeah, big time. I think that's pretty cool. You play a position that's not necessarily viewed as a tough guy position. You know, usually the soft guy is the quarterback that nobody's allowed to touch or hit or all that stuff. You know, so I think guys don't always feel as though you can say stuff because you're not necessarily doing the things that other guys are doing. You know, so I think anytime a quarterback, kind of gets in there and says anything, it cracks me up.
You're ahead of the kicker and punter, though.
Yeah, I'd say for sure. Kicker, Bomb specialist, shatter. No disrespect to specialists at all, very, very important, and we need them, but as far as the trash talking chain of, you know, it's definitely specialist quarterbacks and then everybody else.
What, if anything, does Leonard need to do to regain the trust of some of his teammates?
You know, I think he's already started to do it. I think, what he did, what he came out and said, obviously his apology, and I think just kind of watching him around the locker room and around practice and being around meetings the past week and seeing how hard, you know, he took it, how, how disappointed in himself he seemed, that he felt as though not only he wants to go out there and play and do well, but the fact that, you know, he felt as though he let us down, I think that kind of made a big impact on him. I think from the first snap of practice today, it was kind of full go. You could tell how excited he was to be back out there and knowing he was going to play on Sunday.
Cam Robinson, how impressed were you? He gave up a couple of pressures, but playing really on one ankle, how impressive was that for a rookie?
He's been awesome all year long. From the time he got here, it's been unbelievable. He's done everything extremely well, everything that, you know, we've asked of him, and then to show the toughness to be able to do that and play against some good edge rushers, it's incredible. He's done a really good job all season.
You got the back-to-back games off your back last week. You got the winning at home off your back last week. What's the next phase of motivation for you guys?
I think beating the Chargers, because I think we're 0-6 against them the past six times. So I think that's another one. So we can cross out three in a row at home again and beating the Chargers is the next plan.
The screen game didn't get a lot done last week. Did you see them really keying on that? And what's sort of the adjustment now to get that going?
Yeah. They did a good job. There was a couple play. They kind of had the perfect call for defending the screen a couple times. So we got to do a better job of finding, when are the right opportunities to run it, and, making sure I'm, getting us in the right calls to try and set us up for success, But I think we had some stuff that there was a chance there, to maybe get one. There was one, a guy got thrown into Chris, so he couldn't get over, and then I dirted one probably a little too early to TJ that I could have just bought some more time and gave to him, and then Sadie's on the wide screen picked up a couple, so it wasn't the usual screen game that we're used to kind of creating explosive plays off of. So we looked at it and we'll come up with some different stuff to try and make those more effective.
Excuse me, one more follow-up.
Play where you looked like you were loading to go deep and then you just did the little sidearm flick with Mercedes. Is that obviously that's an improvisation, but when you look at that on tape, is that something you're as proud of as if you had hit a 50-yard bomb?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. And, as part of it's not the, it's not the sexiest thing or the way you kind of draw it up to convert on 3rd and 10 or 3rd and 11 or whatever it was. We had a shot down the field with Hearns that we were trying to get and, thought we were going to have it. And the last second, he kind of got held up inside and Sadie's leaked out in the flat and we pick it up. So, I don't think it's a whole lot of people talk about, but that's something that, that counts towards our third down completion percentage, our conversion rate, staying on the field, doing all that. So I think it was definitely a good play for offense.